Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Nida Daf Nun Gimel Amud Bet, about to take a look at the final sugya in this, the sixth parak, the final Mishnah Tetvav. Haro'ah Yom Yud Aleph Bein Hashmashot. This is Mishnah Tetvav or Yud Dalad, depending on the count. Haro'ah Yom Yud Aleph Bein Hashmashot. So if a girl sees Dam at the end of the 11th day of Ziva. Remember, there's 7 days of Nida and then 11 days of Ziva. So essentially, at the end of 18 days after she originally saw Dam, Ben Hashmashot, she sees Dam. We call it Tchilat Nida Vesof Nida, Tchilat Ziva Vesof Ziva, a very strange phrase, which we'll fix right away in the Gemara. Yomar Ba'im Lezachar, Yomar Shponim Lekevav, she's at the end of the period of Dam Tohar. Day 40 for a boy, day 80 for a girl. If they see Dam then their schedule is messed up. Why is that? Because if it really was nighttime, then that means they've already seen Dam Nida, start counting Nida. If, on the other hand, it isn't nighttime, meaning it's daytime, then it's Dam Tohar. And then if they see Dam, let's say 3 days later, that's when Nida should start. So the calendar is all messed up. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Achtem Matakin Metashotot, he calls them somehow fools or incompetence, which is certainly unfair. Let's fix those who really are competent. We'll see what all of this means. Okay, the first question is, if a girl sees at the end of day 11, it may be the beginning of Nida, or it may be the end of Ziva. And by the way, if it really is the end of Ziva, then the next day is nothing. She could just continue on, because she's already in Yemei Nida. So, you're right, that's how it should read. If a woman sees at the very end of day 7 of her Nidah, and Ben Hashmashot, Sof Nidah, Tchilat Zivah, same thing. Again, are these girls really Shotot? Are they really fools? They're simply mistaken or confused, out of their control. Elatani To'ot. Read it as To'ot, not Shotot. That's what Rabbi Yeshua said. Detanya. And now here, let's talk about what he means by Pikhot, women who really have a set calendar. And from here to the end of the parak, we're going to deal with a very bizarre circumstance. We'll take some explanation of women who, their entire lives, have parallel days, or equal amount of days, of Dam and no Dam. Starting with one and going up to almost basically infinity. Yom Echad Tamev Yom Echad Tor. Let's say a woman sees every other day. So from the first day of her life that she saw Dam, let's say she's 12 years old, so she sees Dam, the next day doesn't have Dam, next day Yom, next day not Dam. Now, that means that on day one she sees Dam, so she's Tamev for 7 days, that's a Zanita, that's day seven. Day eight she doesn't see Dam. So that means day eight is totally fine. Meshameshet Shmini Vale Loimo. She can have Bia that night, seventh evening, and the eighth day, and she can also have the eighth night until she sees Dam, whether she sees Dam in the evening or on the day of number nine. And then, V'arba alelot mitoch shmona asa yom. Out of the 18 days of 7 plus 11, she could have four more nights. Why would that be? Because, let's say she sees Dam on day 9, so she has to keep day 10 as the Shomrit Yom Keneged Yom, go to the mikveh during day 10, and after Shkia that night, she could have Bia until the end of day 10. And then day 11 she'll see again, and you'll have that going through Yemei Nida. But if she sees Dam in the evening, in other words, as opposed to the next day, so she starts at the evening of the 11th, and she could only have Bia one day out of 18, which is day 8 of her cycle. Now, let's say she sees two and then two. She could have Bia on the 8th day, again, because she saw Dam on 1 and 2, and then 5 and 6. 7, she finishes Nida, so she can have Bia on day 8. Then Ushnemasar, because she saw Dam on days 9 and 10, so she Shomer Yom 11, as Shomer Yom Keneged Yom, and day 12 was clean. Shishasar, the same thing again. And then Esrim. Now, Uchamish Dami B'Chesar, why can't she have Bia on day 19? After all, day 19 is the first day of Nida. She doesn't have to be Shomer for the previous day, because that was the end of Ziva, and she didn't see on day 19 or 20. So Rav Sheshet, Zotomerad, Gargarandetnan, we have a Mishnah at the very end of the Masachet, where Beit Hillel says that if somebody goes to the mikveh during the day and has Bia later that day, that's called a Gargaran, sort of extra lustful. It's not just a character trait, it's Asur, it's prohibited. Because if she sees Dam later, then retroactively it was a problem. Rashi Amari says, no, that's not the issue. Nihida Chadasalabai Shimur, you're right, you don't have to watch for day 11. Remember, she saw on days 17 and 18, which are days 10 and 11 of her Ziva cycle, and a Reziva period. So she doesn't have to be Shomer for day 11, because that's the end of the cycle, but Asir Miyabai Shimur, but she does have to have a clean day for day 10 or day 17. So day 19 is out anyways. Okay, if she sees 3, 3, 3, 3 all her life, so for days 1, 2, and 3 she sees. 4, 5, and 6, she's still Anita, can't, it won't help. 7, 8, 9 she sees. So 8 and 9 needs a Shimur of 10. So therefore, Meshameshet Shnei Yamim, she could have Bia on days 11 and 12. And that's it. Shuvan Meshameshet Le'olam, she could never again have Bia, because every time she sees 3 days of Dam, she needs Shivan Akim, but she never gets Shivan Akim, she never really leaves Ziva. Arba'ayimim Tvayim Arba'ayimim Torin, if she has 4 and 4, it's the same problem, but Meshameshet Yom Echad, she has day 8, which is the last of her clean days, Shuvan Meshameshet Le'olam, and that's it. Chamishayimim Tvayim Chamishayimim Torin, you can have the same thing, but just adjusted, because she has till day 10. So she saw 5 days, she can be Meshamesh 8, 9, and 10, and that's it. If she sees 6 and 6, then you have the same thing. She can be Meshamesh from day 8 to 12, when she sees again on day 13, and that's it. Until we get to a point where she has 7 clean days, she's stuck. Anywhere from 3 to 7 is going to be essentially stuck. But once you get to 7 and 7, she could have Bia 1/4 of her life, meaning 1 week out of a month. So she sees Dam, that's 7 days of Nida. The next day she's clean, so the first 7 days of Ziva she's fine. But then she sees on days 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, and she has to keep Shiva Nakim till day 28. So she had 1 week. Let's say it's 8 and 8. And you can see the math on the handout. She could have beyond 15 out of 48 days. But it's really 7 and 7 in two different slots. Figure it this. If she saw 8 days, so day 8, she has to keep day 9. So she could keep 10 through 16. That's 7 days. And then 17 through 25. 17 through 24, she saw again. So she has to keep 25 through 31 as Nikim. So she keep 32 for the next 7. The problem is, it's really only 14 days, because 7 and 7. Because we're counting day 48 as day 15, and the 15th day she could have Bia. So Rada Bara Yitzchak, Zotomerit, you may need a Tasha in Ra'abahan, Olin Lisfirat Shivzivata. If a woman has Yimei Nida, where she doesn't see Dam, that counts for Sfira. The Bialu, the question was asked, and this we had to do with Yoleta Bezov, Yimei Leida She'in Aroa Behen. Let's say she has a baby, and she doesn't have any Dam during that day. Let's say she was Yoleta Bezov, and now she has Yimei Leida, 7 or 14 days, and some of them are clean. Mao She'alu L'Sfirat Zivata. Can those count as clean days for Sfirat Ziva at the end? Let's say she saw Dam for 2 days before giving birth, and Yizmei Ziva, Pila, and then the third day she had a Hapala. It was not birth, it was a birth event. She doesn't know what it is, which means Zachar Nekiva problem. Safek Ziva, Safek Leida. She might be a Zava, it might be a Leida. Because we don't know what the Leida was. And the days of her Leida that she's keeping, that she doesn't see in, Olin La Sfirat Zivata, they count for clean days. So you see the answer. That's why she gets day 15. Day 48 as the 15th day. Amar Papa, Shani Hatam, Kevin De'ika Lememri, Yoled Zacharhi. So that's different, because in that case, she might have had a boy. Chohani Shiva Yeteri De Kalvina, all these extra days that we give her, Salki La Sfirat Zivata, because they're already Yimei Tohar anyways. So I'm a Rav Huna, Breda of Yeshua, Rav Papa, Yoledet Zachar equals Fuke. What you think, she might have had a boy, but Yoledet Nekeva equals Fuke, but not that she might have had a girl. We don't know what she had. And if she might have had a girl, then these days are days of Leida. Halav Shmamina Olin, so days of Leida do count. Shmamina. Okay, now, Tishayimim Tvayim Tishayimim Tovim. Let's say she has 9 and 9. So that means she has 9 days that she sees Dam. So days 8 and 9, the last two, are days of Ziva. And so that means that she keeps 1 day, which is day 10. And then 11 through 18 she gets. Shemeshet Shmona. Yamim mitoch Shmona Asri. So every 18 she gets 8 days. Asarayim Tovim, Asarayim Tovim. Let's say it's 10 and 10. So think about it. She has 10. That means she's a Zava Gdola. So that means the next 7 days she has to keep. But she gets 3 more days until she's going to see again. And therefore, Yimei Shimusha Kimei Zivata. The amount of days out of that period that's Ziva days, which is 3, is how many days she's also going to be able to have Bia. And that'll continue on. V'chein le'meya v'chein le'elef. And that continues past 10. Okay, Adran Alach Bas Siman, and that takes us to the end of the parak. And Yitzhak Hashem, we will start our study of the 7th parak. The 7th and 8th parakim are very short. Each of them will be 2 podcasts. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.